We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Hey, welcome to another Stick Talk podcast. I already forgot how to do podcasts because I haven't done these in so freaking long, man. It's been forever. I'm married now. For the podcast, you know what I'm saying? I got my boy Kid Mamito, aka Memo, with me, and this podcast is gonna be real fun. I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors for today, Dave Banking. We're gonna speak a lot about them, but I also got to get this out of the way real quick. Am I supposed to say soccer or football?
I think football.
Okay, all right. My boy Castro is waiting for me at a football field. If you guys don't know who Castro is like a huge. FIFA gamer, streamer, YouTuber. He's one of the sexiest guys. I'm just kidding. No, but for real, he's waiting for me at a field to go play football or soccer, whatever you want to call it. But man had to shoot a podcast and man had to see the boys, man. So shout out to everybody watching the live. Hopefully you guys are having a great day. My boy Memo, we're going to have to do it a little bit different because I'm at the Tim the Tap Man tailgate, and I'm at the Complexity headquarters. So we're going to have to move this back and forth for them to hear you. You know what I'm saying? But if you can't see it and you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music, my co-host looks like Van Vliet, and I'm wearing a Bulls jersey, so a lot of this makes a lot of sense, you know what I'm saying? I haven't done a podcast in, my boy, it's been a long time. You were on one of the early episodes.
It's like back in November.
Yeah, it's been a long, long, long time. So I'm gonna be honest, I don't even really know what to talk about, but one thing really strikes my mind, and it's Manchester United. What you saying? Wait, one word to describe them right now. Guys, can you hear Memo? I want to make sure you can hear Memo properly. Say something so they can hear you.
You want me to talk about Manchester?
Yeah, one word to describe them.
Shit.
Oi!
Oh, my bad.
Straight in with the shit?
They're terrible.
All right, but listen, when you were growing up, because you're younger.
Yeah.
I'm older. Look, bald head, G. All right, when I was growing up, they were like the team. They were like the team that everyone wanted, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now they can't sign nobody. Who was the team when you were growing up?
Manchester? Like, you're talking about CR7.
Yeah.
I don't even remember this team, CR7, Rooney.
Rio. Who was on that team, boys? There was Rio. There was Vidic. Oh, Evra. Evra.
Yeah.
Scholes, Evra. Who was the goalie of that team?
I want to say Carrick was on there. Or was that too?
He was. Oh, Berbatov.
Y'all going to laugh, but y'all remember that Brazilian Anderson?
The one that came from Porto.
I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the one with the corals?
Yeah.
He came from Porto. That dude was trash.
He was.
He was so trash.
I remember him, though. Who? Nani.
Yeah, Nani was towards the back end. Van der Sar was the goalie. Who was their backup goalie at that time, boys? Because Van der Sar, I think, played every single game. Didn't they have a bald guy? Or am I tripping?
I honestly don't.
Guys, anybody remember their backup? Tevez was there for a while. Valencia.
Yeah, I remember. No, but he was like after Ronaldo left.
Valencia?
Yeah, he wasn't there when Ronaldo was there. It was Neville. Neville was their right back, no? I'm pretty
sure. Oh, man, your ball knowledge might be on point.
Dude, that United team was my favorite team.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's when they had the blue jersey with the white stripe down the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, that was like one of the big teams in the world. We all can say that.
Yeah.
So if Manchester United came calling, you signed.
Yeah.
But now they're just...
I mean, they just... It's just a manager. I mean, we haven't seen Ten Hag. Obviously, he barely signed, but all the previous managers they had have been pretty pretty terrible. The only one that I could give props to is Mourinho because of his history.
And he won one thing. But he's the last thing they won.
I feel like it's probably going to be controversial, but I feel like he didn't actually get back that United.
No. No shot he got back United. My thing to you is this. How does United, and I want people that are watching the live that are in the chat to get involved with this one. How does United get back to United? Because it's not just winning trophies. Because to win trophies, you have to pool players, and they have no pool. Right? Like, yeah. Their pool is like Barca stinks right now, right?
They still have pool
yeah. Because they stole Rafinha from Chelsea, right?
Yeah.
That's pool. That's massive pool.
If I'm not mistaken, Barca got, I think they got linked with Bernardo today in the morning. They agreed on 80 mil or something like that.
For Bernardo Silva?
Yeah.
Hey, can you guys hear Kid properly, boys? I want to make sure you can. Bernardo Silva would be a huge Barca player.
It's just weird. How does Barca get this money? But you've seen reports coming out that, like, they owe Frankie money. Like, they owe, you know, you've seen all that. But they could still go on and sign players. I don't know how it works. It's just weird.
Yeah, no, because they're broke.
Yeah.
But they can keep signing. Nah, but Bernardo seems like a Barca style of player.
Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah, 100%. So if they pull by, we'll come back to Barca, because that was my thing. They're broke, but they still have pool. Manchester United has no pool, dude. They can't even get Frankie out of Barca.
Frankie's situation's mad weird though.
Why?
I've never seen that happen. A team, like, they agreed on the fees. He doesn't want to leave. But Barcelona is like telling him, like, get out of here.
Get out of here, pretty much. Leave. Yeah, and that's the thing.
But he doesn't want to reduce his salary either. So, like, what is this guy going to do?
And that's why Ronaldo's stuck.
Yeah.
Because if Ronaldo dropped his salary, where does he go? Barca. Could you ever see Ronaldo play for Barca?
No.
Okay, no. Not like as a vision. But do you think Ronaldo would sign for them just to get back at, like, Florentino Perez?
I don't think he's built like that. I don't think
think he's mad at Florentino Perez for letting him go?
No, I don't think so.
Guys, what do you think? Be 100% honest. You don't think he's a little bit mad?
If Ronaldo took, like, low wages, I see him more at, like, Bayern or PSG, one of those two. I don't see him going to any other Premier League club either.
You don't see him at Chelsea?
No, I don't see it.
Do you like Chelsea? Be honest.
I don't mind them.
Really?
I like their, it's because I go back in time. Dude.
Yeah.
I like the Chelsea when they used to battle United at that time when we're talking about.
With Drogba?
Yeah, Drogba, Balak, all those guys.
Remember the bald guy? The guy named Anelka. Okay. I hated that player, but he was so good.
That's why I like that Chelsea, but like this Chelsea now, it's cool, but you see that Chelsea from back then?
Yeah.
It's just, those were battles, dude.
Yeah, those were battles. Who else was in those battles? It was Chelsea, United. City wasn't really battling back then.
Liverpool had Torres at the time, but they didn't really have a big, like, you know, a team that could compete against them.
Yeah.
They had, like, Torres, Gerrard.
Yeah. Arsenal was kind of good back then. That was
little back then.
Yeah, way back.
Yeah.
We had during the United-Chelsea run, it might have just been them two.
It was.
Was it just them two boys, or was it Arsenal coming in third with Thierry Henry? It might have been Arsenal coming in third. I think, because Arsenal with Van Persie.
Yeah,
Van Persie was
RBP.
And then he moved.
Yeah, he moved a little later, though.
To United.
He moved to Chad, when did he move, like 2011 or 12? He moved pretty late, though.
Yeah, no, he did. I'm going to tell you this. That is one of, by far, I feel like this is the most ghetto podcast we've ever done because we're using one mic, and it's hard for me. We had two mics, boys. Look, I had another one set up, but I was afraid that you were going to hear echoes. So anyways, anybody listening on Spotify and Apple Music, let me just break it down real quick. I'm in Texas. I'm not from here. I'm from D.C. I'm here for the Tim the Tapman tailgate. So we check into, we're going to tell a story time or no story? Should we do a story time?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, story time. We check into our hotel. No. Oh, story. Nah. We're going back in time. Okay, guys. So, two guys, one mic. Oh, I just, you know what? I like it. I get to Texas, okay? Everybody watching the live real quick, I need you to give me W's or L's here for my co-host. He lives in Texas. He lives all the way down very far Texas, but he lives in Texas.
I live in a different city.
Okay, but you live in he lives 3 hours away from here. So he picks me up where I'm at now, right? And I get off the airport and I'm like, hey, can you take me to this hotel? And he's like, yeah. So my wife types in the hotel and the thing, and he drives me to a completely different city.
You're not telling him the full context.
Okay, well, tell him. You can come in and tell him the rest of the story.
I picked him up.
Yes.
I parked for you too at the airport.
Yeah. You did park at the airport.
And then I tell him, what's the address?
Uh-huh.
And he gives me the address, but
uh-huh.
We're supposed to be going to Frisco.
Yeah.
And he puts in the address to Dallas.
Yeah.
So that's on you. I'm the driver. I'm following directions.
Yeah.
So that's on you.
Yeah. So now we pull up to this hotel that's somewhere different. By the way, this is why your boy signed up for Dave Banking, because I got that $500 and now I could pay your gas tank. So your boy gets taken to a different hotel. Finally, we make it back to the hotel. When we get to the hotel, we pull up. He pulls up with his truck. Boom, we jump out. I jump out to Tim the Tap Man, Ninja. Everyone's just chilling outside of our hotel, whatever. Boom, 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 boom. We walk through. We get our rooms. We get up to our room finally. We're chilling in our room. My man decides to turn on 90 Day Fiance.
Hey, we went to go out to eat sushi, G.
Oh, we did get sushi.
You forgot about that.
Okay, we did get sushi. We had a couple drinks. Then my man pulls up 90 Day Fiance. Do any of y'all watch 90 Day Fiance? Because my wife lays down. Why y'all saying skills is fault? First of all, that's not my fault. I don't know where I'm at. I'm in a different state. I don't live here.
Just because I live in the state doesn't mean I like.
You're
I
from Texas.
That doesn't matter.
If you came to D.C. and you were like, hey, yo, can you take me to this hotel? I would not mistake
you. You live there.
Okay, but you live in Texas.
I don't live in Dallas.
Okay, but
you lived in D.C.
Nah, you got to give me. Hey, it's his fault. So anyways, we go to sushi. That was a really good sushi spot.
It was.
I don't really like sushi, but we were eating salmon. How do you say that?
Salmon?
Salmon.
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 Bro, you're actually stupid. It's salmon. S-A-L-M-O-N. Salmon.
No, it's S-A-L-M-O-N.
Salmon. There's an L. Nah, y'all are being weird. There's an L in it. Why don't you say the L? Say it again.
Salmon.
Salmon. Guys, who's right? Me or him? Anyways, I think I'm right. Everyone's saying I'm wrong.
I think I'm right, but I
think you are right. I think, they're saying, oh my, they're making fun of me. Anyone that's listening to the pod right now on Apple Music or Spotify, if you don't, make sure to give us ratings on there, man. Get us up that rating. I know we haven't done this in a long time. Maybe it's not Salmon. Maybe it's.
I think the L is silent, but that just.
Yes, Salmon.
Salmon?
That's how you, Salmon. That's why I say it, like, because I'm Portuguese. Salmon, so Salmon. Hey, listen, anyways. We get there, we eat some tuna, which was good. You guys like tuna, yes or no, for everybody watching live? Tuna's good, man.
I told you.
Tuna's good, man. Tuna's good, I ate tuna. I ate some how?
They're saying I said it wrong, but I said
no,
salmon.
You're saying it right.
Salmon.
That's how my brother says it. Salmon. All right, so we ate salmon. It was good. And then the story kind of ends. We go back. You watch 90 Day Fiance. You and my wife are like obsessed with that.
It's good.
It's not a good show. It's not.
It is. You were there watching it too. Don't act like you weren't.
Can I tell them what you do when you're out of state? I can tell.
No, don't.
Anyways, yeah, man. So, you know, we do all that, and now we're here, man, at the Tim the Tailman tailgate. So that's that story. I want to take a couple seconds to talk about this episode's sponsor, Dave. Dave is a banking app that can get you up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, buy wedding gifts, or catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. There's no interest and no credit card needed. Millions of people already download the Dave app to help them get that relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and you need some extra help, download Dave and think about it as a helping hand for future you. Download the Dave app right now from the App Store. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for the extra cash account to get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC. Future you, well, thank you. Anyway, so back to what were we talking about? We jumped all over the place, bro. We were talking about United. I just wanted to let y'all know why we're in Texas. So the mic might sound a little bit weird. We're at the Tim the Tap Man tailgate, that's why the setup's a little bit, you know, all over the place. But big ups to COL for giving me a setup. So anyways, going back to football, I've never seen a Manchester United so lost in my life. And I say that in the nicest way because they're my favorite Premier League team. Like, they have no pool. They almost seem like they have no money, but they do.
I'm honestly not sure what's going on there, because I'm pretty sure it's been the same owner since, like, boy, like 2000.
Yeah, bad. Guys, when did the guys do take that team? It's like guys,
I'm
right?
Sure,
yeah,
early 2000s.
They beat Liverpool 4-0. Okay, but that was preseason.
There's no way, my guys.
I know. Did you see the trophy? How did you feel about that trophy?
It was pretty nice.
You like the trophy that had both teams' badges on it though, like,
yeah,
that? You like that?
Fun.
2000. Wait, they took it over in 2013 or 18. I don't know. People are saying they're the problem. I don't know if they're the problem.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're the ones that, like, invest the money. They're not. I mean, you can't really say they haven't spent money though. They have wasted a pretty good amount of money.
On who?
Bro, like the past 4 or 5 years, Varane, Sancho, Pogba was included in that 5 years ago. Oh, no, that was 6 years.
When did they buy Lukaku? Because he has to be included.
I think that was 6 years.
Hey, how long was when was Lukaku there last time?
6 years. 17? Oh, it was five. Wait. No, it was 2016 summer they bought him.
Okay, so Lukaku, Pogba, Varane.
Sancho?
Oh, Sancho was a lot. I don't know if there's anybody else. Bruno, he wasn't a lot, but they bought Bruno.
But they wasted money, though. Like,
oh, their biggest signing, Harry Maguire.
Oh, yeah, 80
million. 80 million. They bought Zlatan, but that wasn't a lot. Who else did they buy?
I'm trying to think.
When did Sanchez go there? Not Sancho. Oh, yeah, Wan-Bissaka. Was he expensive?
I don't remember.
I don't remember
neither. 15 or 20.
Oh, Fred was 50 million?
That's what I'm. They wasted money.
Nah. Where's my phone? There's no way Fred was 850 million. Are you sure about that? 100%.
I think he is.
How do you even see the transfer? Fred.
Just put Fred transfer fee.
Fred transfer fee. Give me a minute, boys, because I can't spell.
Wait. They're saying Wan-Bissaka was 50.
Fred joined United for 52 million. Is that euros or pounds? That might be pounds. Moved from Shakhtar Donetsk in 2018. Dude, that's a lot of money for Fred. I didn't.
Wan-Bissaka 50.
Nah, Wan-Bissaka was not 50.
I thought it was less, to be honest.
Guys, are you sure? Wan-Bissaka. All right, here we go. Former United manager Ali settled on Wan-Bissaka as his second signing in a deal raising to 50 million in 2019. Oh my God, they paid 100 million for Wan-Bissaka and Fred?
Told you. They wasted money.
Bro, I'm like actually in disbelief.
Like, yeah, they're not like, I don't even know, honestly. You could probably accumulate everything and it might, nah, I think City's wasted more.
Right? Oh, City's wasted. Who's wasted the most money in the Premier League over the last 5 years? It's gotta be.
I think it's City.
It's City, right?
But honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if United's up there.
I think United's.
I'm pretty sure City's like, they sell players too. United, when they sell, they lose a lot.
They lost everything on Pogba.
Yeah, they free.
Pogba, when's the last player they sold for a lot of money?
See, they're all saying Man United.
That's crazy. Yeah. What's the last player United sold for a lot of money? That would be a very interesting question because I can't tell you.
CR7, no. The first time.
Besides that.
I think it's CR7.
I also got to say something really quickly, that when I'm speaking of buying and selling players, okay, they sold Lukaku for 65. This is really weird, boys. If I go to the store and I buy the nicest pair of Jordans, I'm going to say I wasted $500 on these. And then people always get confused. I don't actually mean I wasted. Like, do you speak like that or do you say spent?
Spent.
You say spent? I always say wasted, but people are like, oh, but that means you wasted. I don't actually mean it like, does that make sense? Am I weird?
I use both sometimes.
Yeah, because I'm trying to say. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, oh, I wasted like $50 on this beat.
Wasted has more of a like a negative connotation.
Right, right. Yeah. So people think I'm being negative, but I'm not. Although, was Fred a waste at 50?
Wait, what?
Is Fred a waste at 50?
Bro, Fred should have cost like $5 million. You're paying him 50.
Nah, Fred has talent. Fred has talent, bro. You see the way he chipped Ali's son a couple days ago?
All right, buddy.
Hey, is Fred talented, yes or no? Is he a waste, yes or no? Like, okay, what would you say Fred's price tag should be? 20?
15, 20.
Wow, so that's just Brazilian tax?
And even, yeah, honestly, why was Fred even that expensive?
He came from Shakhtar. I don't know why.
I think he was killing the league. Like, he was doing really great in the league over there. That's why his price went up.
What is he exactly? Is he a box-to-box, a defensive mid, or a cam? What is he?
He's not a cam, for sure.
Okay. So is he a defensive mid?
I feel like he's more of like a... I feel like he's more defensive, but I don't know. I feel like he's box-to-box. I don't know. I honestly can't tell you. The way he plays, he's just...
I don't rate him. Do you think Pogba was ruining Fred?
No.
Like, you know how you... Okay, because...
I think it was ruining United, honestly. They don't have, like, a good DM.
Okay, I agree. But what I'm saying by, like, what I'm saying about Pogba is, like, they're both box-to-boxes. So do you think Pogba was getting in his way?
I feel like Pogba was more of a cam, though.
Right, but they were using him as a box-to-box.
Yeah.
So do you think maybe they were getting in each other's way? Someone said McSauce is ruining Fred. What did McSauce do to Fred? McSauce is a defensive mid, no?
I can't. Bro, I'll tell you, United has the worst midfield I ever seen.
United?
Yeah, their midfield sucks.
Nah, but Bruno was a star. When he first got there, Bruno was nice. Who has the best midfield in the Prem? That's tough.
I think Poole. No, actually, I think City. You don't, poor City.
What? You don't rate Conte, Jorginho and stuff and Kovac? What?
I think City.
You don't think that Chelsea has a really good deep midfield? Pinche Conte.
He played pretty bad last year.
I know, but Kevin, if we go based off that, Kevin De Bruyne is always injured. No, he's not. You see, oh!
He played all that season.
Kevin De Bruyne, he's kind of injury prone.
No, he's not.
Huh?
I wouldn't consider him injury prone.
Hold on. How many games do you think City did last season? I mean, can you guys hear Kid correctly, boys? Someone said Kevin De Bruyne is bad.
He's not.
Kevin De Bruyne is the best midfielder in the world.
Yeah, he is.
Hold on.
Wait. Modric.
Nah, Kevin De Bruyne is better than Modric, right?
No, I think I got Modric.
Over Kevin?
Probably.
Wait, that's actually a really... Guys, Kevin De Bruyne or Modric here? No, this one gets interesting.
I think I got Modric.
I think Modric is more...
Yeah, see?
Yeah, man. It might be Modric.
I think so.
I think this. I think Kevin might have more talent than Modric. But I think Modric is overall a better player.
I can't even say it. Modric's really talented.
He's very good. That's actually, man, this is actually one of the hardest questions I've ever asked in my life. Kevin De Bruyne or Modric? That's tough.
Yeah, I got Modric, bro.
Really? By a long shot?
Chat, how old is Modric? He's like high 30s. He's like 37?
No, he's old.
Bro, he runs.
He does run.
He runs.
I feel like he runs more now than ever. All right, let me ask you a real tough question.
All right.
Sergio Ramos or Maldini?
I never got to watch Maldini play.
Oh, because you're a baby.
Yeah, I never got to watch that. So I'm going to say Ramos just because
I watched Maldini play, and I'm still saying Ramos. I think Ramos is the greatest defensive player in history. The best ever.
I can't say that. I mean, from who I watched, yeah. Honestly, bro, I hate Barcelona. But I really like watching Puyol.
Because Puyol was amazing. Puyol was amazing. But I think Ramos is the greatest of all time. At center back. But here's the thing. When you're rating your top five, all right, matter of fact, give me your top five best players of all time. It doesn't have to be ordered. Just
no
who's
order?
In. No order, because Messi and Ronaldo are going to have an argument. We don't want to do that.
Yeah,
all right.
They're both in it, obviously.
All right, come closer so people hear you. Your top five, go.
CR7, Messi, R9.
Yeah.
I mean, I never got to see the other guys play, so I can't. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, see, I already respect your opinion. I'll stop you for a second because I hate people who go, oh, my top five is Zidane.
Yeah.
And the person's 10 years old. You didn't watch
they
Zidane.
Didn't get to see him
you
play.
Can't say that because YouTube highlights. Bro, one time I watched YouTube highlights of Vela, I thought he was the next Messi.
What am I hearing?
Why are you laughing? One time I watched a YouTube highlight of Vela and I said, oh my God, Vela's the next, he's the Mexican Messi. But then I watched him play in real life and it was, you get what I'm saying? Like YouTube highlights make a player look really good. What I'm trying to say by it is like, yo, I feel like when you name your GO and your top five, it has to be players you've seen.
It's different, bro. Like, you remember we had this conversation. I told you my dad thinks Maradona's the best player in history.
Because he saw him.
Yeah, he saw him. I can't say that. I never got to see him.
Me neither. You know? I don't remember Maradona at all.
I wasn't even made.
Guys, I wasn't even made.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, when did Maradona retire? Like, when was his final season of football and he was done? Because I don't think I got to watch Maradona play, dude.
I didn't either.
Like, at 1990, yeah, there's no shot, bro. I don't even know what I was doing. Like, I was, nah.
Like I told you, my top five is mostly like 2000s and up. Like, Dino's going to be in it too.
Yeah.
Zidane would have been my top five.
For me, the greatest player of all time is Ronaldinho. The greatest of all time.
I think he's like the, I don't know how to like, the most entertaining one.
Right. He would like, he made me love football. It's,
yeah.
it's like for me, Michael Jordan's my favorite player of all time. Not because he was fully better than LeBron James. I can't argue that. I'm not going to do that. But he made me enjoy basketball.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like the best point guard I've ever seen play is.
And you, bro, you guys might call me corny, but I don't know. You remember the Dino, the ads that he used to have?
The commercials.
They were so
you remember different. The one where he tried yeah. the boots on and they kept kicking the crossbar and he kept hitting the crossbar. I was a kid. And I kept thinking to myself, man, he hits the crossbar a lot because I didn't know about editing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I saw him kick the ball, hit the crossbar. I said, man, this guy's incredible. He can hit the crossbar every time he kicks the ball. Anyways, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, there was a Nike commercial way back in the day where Dingo put on a pair of Nike boots and he just kept kicking the ball and he would hit the crossbar from like midfield over and over and over and over. But yeah, man, that was, maybe it wasn't edited. Was it edited?
Maybe that had
to be edited.
Yeah,
had to be. Yeah, man. So I don't know, dude. For me, I think it depends on like the best, look, the best ever point guard is John Wall.
All right, I gotta dip. I ain't doing this.
But no, but listen, that's just because like I like him as a player. That's what I'm saying. Like your greatest player and stuff is biased. You get what I'm saying?
Even then, though, like, yeah, but like...
Okay, I don't actually think John Wall is the greatest point guard. I think Curry is, bro. Curry's the best point guard I've ever seen play. I've never seen a better point guard. I've never seen a better shooter. I've never seen a better point guard. I've never seen a better... I don't know how we went to basketball, but I've never seen a player, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, dude, he's carried a lot of people to trophies.
Yeah.
It's true. He did it with Kevin. He did it without Kevin. You can't argue it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think he's incredible. Anyways, we're going to get back to football. And I got to go. Everyone's saying they got to meet Castro. I'm going to meet Castro. We're hitting this podcast now. I'm going to go. If you think I play Castro 1v1, who would win?
Castro.
Whoa! Because he's skinny?
No.
Because I'm fat?
I seen you kick, G.
My kick is good.
That's cap.
What do you mean? Remember that one time that we played beach football?
That was like, what, 3 years ago?
So what are you saying? I lost it because I got older?
Yeah.
That's actually crazy. But look, I got a lot of weight on Castro. I could body him.
Bro, you throw elbows at every sport.
I don't, bro. This is crazy. Anyways, guys, I just want to give a big shout out one more time real quick to Dave Banking. Guys, you guys could pick up this app. Get yourself some extra cash when you pick up the app. Big shout out to them for sponsoring today's podcast, man. It means a lot to me, man. But yeah, banking with Dave is super easy, man. Get yourself some extra cash. Get yourself some cash to put some gas in your car because gas prices are crazy. They're kind of coming down a little bit finally, but they're still extremely high. Inflation in our country is really, really high. I don't know about anywhere else, but here it's crazy. Anyways, we're not going to get into that whole conversation. We're going back to United, bro. How do they fix United? Go. How do you fix, if you have one of the greatest players to ever play on your team already, you feel me? And you have one of the biggest fan bases, now what? How do you fix this team?
I mean, I think they got a great coach, so that's a first step.
You think?
I think Ten Hag will do good there, but the thing about being at a big club, or yeah, let's call United.
Yeah, they're a massive club, massive club.
Because you know how people are; they're gonna say, "No, they're not a big club anymore."
Right,
they're always gonna keep their stature being a big club.
Yeah.
But you know how the fans are, like, if they start doing bad in this, even if he starts doing bad in his first season.
Oh, he got to go.
They're going to flame him.
Yeah.
They're going to say, like, drop him, you know?
Yeah, he'll have to go instantly.
Yeah.
100%. We're in the middle of a podcast. Nah, you good. My bad, y'all. Wait, what were you saying?
Oh, about the
Oh, fans. That they'll fire him.
Yeah.
How long do you think they give him?
They start doing really bad.
Wait, if you had to put money, how many seasons they give 10? Hey, chat, I want you to get involved in this. How many seasons do they give 10?
I don't know, bro, because you got to see how they start off. How about that? We got to see how they start off. They start off doing bad.
Everyone's saying two.
I was going to say two.
Guys, there's no way you give 10 two. 10 is massive, bro. This guy has literally built Ajax, made them money, sold players. You think they give him 2 years? But listen, who else is there? You've already had Mourinho.
Yeah.
Who could you fire him for? Only guy I think you could fire him for is one guy. And you guys are going to laugh. I think there's only one man that could fix.
Yeah, I think I know who you're going to say, but.
There's two that I truly believe can fix Manchester United.
I don't agree with one of them, but go for it.
You want me to say him?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one's Ancelotti. I think Ancelotti could fix Manchester United.
All right, what's the second one?
You want me to be honest? Conte.
Oh, actually, I didn't think that was what you
said. I think Conte could fix Manchester United. I think Conte could fix any team.
I don't think he could fix the team.
I don't know, man. I think that guy's incredible, dude. I think Conte's a great manager.
I still think Ten Hag's going to do good.
You think?
Yeah.
I think Conte brings I think he brings a culture into the locker room. Does that make sense? Like a winning, a fighting culture. I think he gets like a lot out of players that aren't even good. You get what I'm saying?
That's kind of what Klopp does.
I mean, Klopp does do it.
You seen Wijnaldum. He was really good at, he was like above average at Liverpool.
He sucks at PSG. Yeah, but everyone sucks at PSG except for Mbappe.
Bro, they don't suck.
Okay, but
they're
not.
Just choke. I don't know how.
They kind of suck.
Nah, I don't think they suck.
They kind of suck. Nah. Have you watched Ligue 1 games?
I mean, towards the beginning, yeah, because, bro, when you have a three-headed monster in Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe, you got to find...
All right, how far do you think PSG goes Champions League?
This season?
Yeah. Come a little bit closer for the mic. I mean...
All right. I think the lowest they'll go is quarterfinals. The highest, semis or finals.
You got them going to the final? Yeah.
Semis or finals. I said highest.
You got them going to the final?
I just feel like, I don't know, bro. I feel like Messi now, like, having more time, they'll probably figure it out, to be honest.
They kept the same coach.
It's fine. No, he didn't.
Yes, they did.
Poach?
Isn't he still there?
No, he didn't. I'm pretty sure he...
No? He's still the coach.
No, he's not.
Who's the coach?
Chad, did he stay? No, he got sacked. Yeah.
Oh, who's the coach?
I don't even know.
Wait, guys, who's the coach? Nah, no shot. He's still there. Who? Who's that?
Luis Campos.
Who's that?
Wait, Monaco coach.
They got who?
How do you say that?
Don't ask me, bro. I can't read. I'm trying to spell it in. Galtier? G-A-L-T-I-E-R. Hey, ball. My ball knowledge is off because I didn't. Oh. This is that one guy that looks like he's from that beer commercial. You know that one guy where he's like, you know what commercial I'm talking about?
NBC?
Where he's like,
I want to say it's.
He's like, well, how's the commercial go? I forget, bro. I forget the name of the commercial. Oh, so he was the Lille manager. I'm surprised he didn't take Renato Sanchez with him.
It's like I told you, though. I just feel like Messi having a season under his belt and like finally like figuring. I feel like they'll be fine, bro, honestly.
You know what the problem is? I don't think Messi's the issue.
He's not.
I think Neymar is.
That I don't know.
I think they need more out of Neymar. And they need him there.
No, you were talking about injury prone. Neymar's
injury prone. That's injury prone. I think he's the only problem. I think so, bro. Because I think when you have that much invested in him instead of invested in your midfield, does that make sense?
Yeah.
He needs to be there and show up.
They were trying to sell. I think they've been trying to shop him. No, they're trying to sell him.
You said you saw last night something about City.
No. There was like a rumor that.
Is it fake? Hey, is Neymar? I saw last night that Neymar to City. Is that fake news?
I'm pretty sure it's fake.
Wait.
Someone said it too.
Wait, Renato Sanchez did go to PSG?
I don't know. I think that's what they're saying.
There is no... When did Renato Sanchez go to PSG and I didn't see that?
That's your GOAT, by the way.
That is my GOAT. Renato...
Chad, the only reason he likes Renato because of FIFA.
No, it's not. It's because he played at Benfica. Wait. Renato Sanchez asked for time as PSG stalls. Okay, they haven't gone there yet, bro. Y'all lying. See, this is why I can't read. This is why when I'm doing the podcast, I can't read. Because they ball knowledge is zero. I seen you. We have a homie. He's in the FIFA scene. His name is George. He came in here talking about, two guys doing a podcast that have zero ball knowledge. What teams he support?
Arsenal.
Okay, the conversation ends there when you said Arsenal. He supports Arsenal.
That is true.
Chat, sorry to all my Arsenal fans out there. You guys know I love y'all. But if you come in and you support Arsenal in the year 2022, your ball knowledge is low, G. It's low.
To be fair, they made signings.
Who they make signings?
Gabriel Jesus.
Okay. They bought a backup at City.
I mean, to be fair, bro, these guys have two starting 11s.
I mean, they do have two. Yo, Gabriel Jesus is going to be – I think Arsenal's going to be nice. I think they're going to be nice.
You know what's a good question? Top four in the Prem. We talked about this.
Oh, man. You really want to do it? I got top four. Hey, you can't judge me, though.
I won't.
Okay, ready? City wins the league.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Spurs come in second.
I don't agree.
Where are you missing this?
Cool.
Liverpool lost Mane.
Okay.
Did you see Darwin? He missed a sitter.
Yeah, he came from Benfica.
I know, and I'm telling you that guy's going to miss a lot of sitters. I got, hold on. City, Spurs, man, I want to go here, either Liverpool or Chelsea, but I don't know how to do it.
It's just...
Give me your four. That, you know what? Don't say nothing else. Give me your four.
City.
Okay, I like that one.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I'm starting getting worried about Darwin.
I'm trying to tell you. And no, it's not that I'm worried.
I still got pool. Salah's just... Salah's
okay,
in the back.
All right, you got pool. You got pool.
Pool.
Okay.
Spurs.
Okay.
And Chelsea.
All right, I like your four. Let me tell you why the only reason...
You could swap Spurs and Chelsea, though, because okay. Chelsea started making signings.
Okay, this is what I say, okay? I trust Darwin. I think Darwin's good. I don't trust Darwin when he replaced Mane. Does that make sense? Because people sleep... I think Mane is one of the... Like, I think he's probably... What are you saying? Top five players out of Africa?
Mane?
Yeah.
Ever?
Ever. Guys, Mane, top five players out of Africa ever?
Drogba.
Eto.
Would you have... I'll have Essien up there, no?
Essien, yeah, Essien's probably out of there. I got Mane and Salah.
He's top five.
That's my five. Oh, way.
No, he's top 10.
Way.
JJ Okocha.
Oh, that's tough, man. Now I got Mane top five. I really do got Mane top five. I have to have Mane top five. It would be crazy for me not to have Mane top five. You know? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Mane and Salah get enough respect because of where they're from. And I don't mean that like in a weird way. I mean that in where like when they go play for the national teams, those national teams don't get enough respect because they're playing in like the African competition. So it's kind of like the MLS, right? The MLS doesn't get a lot of respect. You get what I'm saying? For some reason, the African, like that continent, when it comes to like their national, people don't give it enough respect. And I think it deserves more respect. You get what I'm saying? They've had great players. Yaya Toure, they've had Eto, they've had JJ, they've had Weah, they've had Salah, they've had Mane. I'm going to name more. I'm going to keep going because I'm freestyling right now, bro. I'm trying to think of more. Koulibaly's from there. Oh, he just signed for Chelsea.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. Chelsea started making signings too.
Who else was from Africa? Had a lot, bro. So I don't know, man. I just think those guys don't get... I think replacing Mane is going to be hard. I do like your top four. I do. I'm not laughing. I do like your top four. I have a feeling.
You know what's crazy, though?
Tell me.
If the top four, like, actually, like, happens, United misses out on Champions League football again. Two seasons in a row.
I'm not going to lie. Maybe this is me being biased because I like United. I think they have a chance this year. No. Why are you saying that, bro?
It's basically the same squad. Who have they signed?
They're going to sign more before it starts.
I saw they're going to sign that center back, the Argentinian from Ajax, Lisandro Martinez.
And that's going beside Varane.
And they signed a left back, right?
And they got a new player in the midfield.
Who?
Bruno. He wears 8 now. Bruno's different when he wears 8. Why are you laughing at me? Why are you laughing? Bro, I watched Bruno play. This man is different when he wears an 8. Why are y'all laughing? This is not a funny situation. I'm being serious. That man plays better when he rocks an 8. Why are you laughing, bro? Oh, yeah, look, and they signed Eriksen.
Chat, you can't say De Jong, because, like, bro, they agreed, but...
All right, let's just say... Hold on. Let's just say this. Let's say that...
IOP, buddy, he lives in the hospital.
He does live in a hospital. Okay, let's say this. All right, ready? De Gea, Varane, Martinez. Okay? On your left, you got to... play Luke Shaw? I like Luke Shaw. Luke Shaw 2 years ago had a great season.
That's the thing I don't understand. They signed the left back.
Who do they sign?
It's from a Netherlands team. I don't know how to say the name.
Who do they sign at left back?
I don't even know how to say the guy's
name. Oh, Mali. Yeah. And then who's at right back? Dalot. He was all right last year. All right, anyway, so we move to the midfield. Let's say they do get Frankie de Jong. And then you have... Okay, Bruno. Frankie de Jong, your DM.
I don't think he could hold it down as a lone DM, though.
Frankie de Jong, Bruno, Eriksen.
I forgot they got Eriksen.
That's a good midfield. If they get Frankie, Bruno. I would actually do a different midfield. You know who I would do? Frankie, Van de Beek, and Eriksen. Or Frankie, Van de Beek, and Bruno. I would rotate Bruno and Eriksen at the cam. And I would make Van de Beek Van de Beek and Frankie run the midfield like they did at Ajax.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I feel like that midfield is gonna get dominated.
How? That's a pretty good midfield.
They just don't have a DM. They don't have a guy that's gonna win you the ball.
Frankie's a DM.
No, he's not.
He's not?
He's not.
They need a defensive mid, everyone's saying. And then up top, let's say you keep Ronaldo.
Really, this ain't FIFA, G. They need a DM.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. I might be really stupid, but I think the defensive mid's a dying position.
No.
You don't think it's a dying position?
No.
Are you sure?
I feel like it's an underrated position. How about that? Like, people don't rate the position enough.
But teams don't really... There's not many teams rocking defensive mids like that. Name... Give me five top defensive mids in football right now. This is going to be hard for you. I can only...
Rodri, Fabinho.
Hold on. Say again.
Rodri, Fabinho.
Okay. My other two is Kimmich. And Kante. I can't do no
can
more.
You put Kante top of Casemiro.
Did you just say Conte's not a defensive mid?
No, I said, can you consider him top five? Because he was injured last season. Casemiro. No, Biscuits is not there, bro. There's no way.
What are you saying to me?
What?
You don't think Conte's up there?
Oh, Kessié. I actually never seen Kessié play, so I can't say, like, he's good.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think... First of all, I'm going to say something that's going to be really... Oh, man, this is going to start a whole other conversation. Because before I actually say this next point, I just want to say once again, thank you so much for Dave Banking for sponsoring today's stream. Guys, Dave Banking is an app that can help you get $500 instant and extra cash. With more money to fill your tanks, buy wedding gifts, catch up on bills, all kinds of amazing things, man. Make sure to check them out. They're an awesome banking app. All right, I just want to give a quick shout out to them again. Thank you so much for sponsoring today's stream. I'm going to say something, and we're going to end this podcast with this conversation. I think Sergio Busquets is the best defensive mid ever. I think he is the greatest defensive mid ever, better than Vieira, better than Conte. I think Sergio Busquets is the best defensive mid I have ever seen play in my entire life. And let me give you my argument point to this. They had Puyol, but that defense was not great. Dani Alves was always playing right wing. It's true.
Abidal
was great, but he was always forward. Everyone was always forward. And this man was breaking up plays and making sure that defense didn't get caught out. And he did the same thing for Spain. When Spain dominated during that era of like the year on the World Cup back-to-back or whatever, he was right there in the middle of that park doing the exact same thing. When everybody pushed too far forward or they lost the ball, he was always there. I think he's the greatest defensive mid of all time. What do you say?
I actually think I agree with you.
Well, we agree?
Yeah, I actually agree with that.
I think he's the greatest defensive mid I've ever seen play. Now, I watched a lot of Vieira's career. I can't say I watched all of Vieira's career. But I think that... He was so important to that Barcelona run. I think he was so... Think about it, dude. As players moved on, right? Like, Piqué got older, Puyol left. What stayed the same? Busquets. Yeah. And what remained the same? They continued to win.
Until he got old.
And then when he got old, it was over. The one reason I don't want him in my top five, I mean, as my number one, is because I hate him. I can't stand him. He would lay on the floor and he would hold his face and he would always flop. This guy was a prime flopper, G. I cannot stand his face, but I think he's one of the greatest. I think he's the greatest, man. If I had to choose right now, I would say him, defensive mid, Ramos, center back. Hey, let's end the podcast with your best 11.
Best 11?
Yeah. Guys, I want everyone watching the live, I want you to rate it. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, we're live streaming it right now. I want you guys to rate his 11. You want me to go my 11 first?
I'm just trying to think. What formation do you
want
to like?
You could run whatever you want. You want me to go mine first? Or you want to go first?
I'm trying to think.
I'll go first. I know mine already. All right. The goalie's weird because it's Casillas or Buffon. So I can't really choose one. Can I have both? Or no?
Oh, you okay. Said 11, G.
All right, then I think I'm going to take Buffon. But it's hard because I really love Casillas. Center backs, Maldini and Ramos. Left back, Marcelo. Right back, Maicon. Okay? Midfield, Zidane. Sergio Busquets. I need one more midfielder, G.
Iniesta.
I need one more midfielder. No, Vieira. Vieira. Oh yeah, Chavi. My bad. Chavi. Oh, I like Chavi over Iniesta. Yeah, you're right. I was drawing a blank. Chavi, Biscuits, and Zidane, and then up top, Ronaldinho, Messi, Ronaldo. Oh wait, I need R9. It's too many.
So I'm telling you, it's hard.
I think Chavi was better than Modric. I'm sorry. I think Chavi was amazing, man. You know I like Madrid. I don't like Barca, but those players were great, dude.
I think we only disagreed on three players.
The right back?
Yeah, I'll go Dani Alves. Dani Alves.
Over Maicon?
Yeah.
Oh, Maicon was my goal.
Not even a question.
Okay.
Dani Alves is the best right back.
Okay, where else?
Take out Dinho. I love Dinho.
Okay, you're taking him out.
You got to put R9.
Okay, R9, and Messi, Ronaldo.
You move CR7 to the left wing.
Oh, so you got CR7 left wing, Messi right wing, R9 striker. Yeah. I like that.
And then I got the whole Barcelona midfield. I hate Barcelona. You know I hate Barcelona.
You got Xavi, Iniesta, and Biscuits?
Yeah.
Over Zidane?
Bro, that midfield controlled games like no other, bro.
Over Zidane?
Yeah.
Are you sure over Zidane?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, boys, we about to wrap this podcast up, man. I got to give a big shout out once again to Dave Banking for the awesome sponsorship today, man. Big shout out to COL for hooking me up with the awesome place to be able to put this podcast together for you guys. Guys, I absolutely love you guys, man. I appreciate you. We're at the Tim the Tap Man. I always mess this up, bro, because it's a tongue twister. Tim the Tap Man tailgate. So if you guys out in Texas, come through, come see us. We love you guys, man. Once again, big ups to Dave. Guys, you can download the Dave app in the Apple Store. When you do it, man, you can get yourself some extra cash up to $500 instantly. You know what I'm saying? Make sure to check them out, guys, because, you like I said, it's a time of need for a lot of people right now. Bills are behind. Gas is high. Everything is high. I love you guys, man. I appreciate y'all watching the podcast. Shout out to Dave Banking for sponsoring. Before I leave here, to everybody watching live, do you guys rate my Jordans? Look at these beautiful things. These things are amazing. You have to rate the drip there, man. Those Jordans are out of this world. I love you guys, man. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I love y'all. I got to go. Am I playing soccer? Football? I got
to
go play some soccer football in a little bit against Castro and teach him how to play. I love you guys. I appreciate y'all watching and listening to today's podcast. Make sure to follow us on Apple Music, Spotify. Thank you for watching. We love you. God bless y'all. We'll catch you in the next one. Kid, thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it.
Bye, guys. Love y'all.